Buenos días a todos y a todas. Un saludo.
Greetings. Greetings from Argentina. And greetings from Mr. Horacio Corte as well, from our human rights body. It's a great honor to be with you and share some of the issues regarding implementation of Durban, and also to be able to propose some actions with a view to the upcoming UN General Assembly.
O también lo planteaba el panel.
As was said by the previous speaker from Colombia, unfortunately, compliance with Durban in Argentina has not really had much of an impact. In 2010, however, the racial variable was included in the population census, and this does show that there is an attempt to comply to some degree with part of the DDPA. Regrettably, for more than many years of being invisible, I'm talking about Afro-Argentinians, at least this census has identified 250,000 Argentinians who self-identify as Afro-Argentinians. This is something which has raised the profile of the Afro population countrywide. And also the historic presence of Afro-Argentinian communities, and indeed the contributions made by new migrations of people of African descent as well as Africans themselves. It's very important that we turn back to the Durban mandates so that we have affirmative action taken which combats structural racism and also combats the fact that Afro-Argentinians are made invisible. And in that regard, regrettably, institutional violence as well as racist practices are still one of the main concerns facing our state and indeed facing the Afro-Argentinian community. And indeed, making them invisible and not including them in educational programs or curricula. So those curricula ignore the contributions of the Afro population and how it contributed to constructing the national identity. There's a lack of real promotion of these issues. And this means that I would propose the following. First of all, it's very important that we restate the commitment of states when it comes to complying with what's set out in the DDPA, 20 years on from its passing as a declaration, particularly in the South American continent. We also have the pre-conference, which was held in Chile, and this is going to be very important to raising the profile of our communities and raising the profile of our peoples. So these commemoration processes do allow us to raise the profile of these issues so that there can be proper implementation of the DDPA and related actions that stem from the program. In Argentina, a national directorate for racial equity, refugees and migrants has been created. It's a way of addressing the DDPA mandate, but also it tries to address the issues pertaining to the International Decade of People of African Descent. The action plan of this decade needs to highlight the importance of the Durban program and urge states to ensure that it's complied with. The DDPA urges states to create affirmative action as well as public policies for our particular communities. And in that regard, Argentina has started to usher in this process, but I have to say that there isn't real articulation between these universal policies that are adopted and more local focused ones. That is why we've lost the speaker.